SBS Radio.
It's a rollout that's had its fair share of hiccups and critics, with hundreds rallying through the streets of Melbourne in protest at mandatory vaccination. But the country's COVID-19 vaccine program has finally reached a crucial milestone.
80% of Australians aged over 16 have now been fully vaccinated. That's 4 out of every 5. How good is that? This has been a true Australian national effort.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the elderly are leading the way.
99% of Australians aged over 70 have had a first jab, and over 90% have had a second. That's just extraordinary.
New figures show the coverage is not so comprehensive at the other end of the age spectrum. While states like Victoria and New South Wales are continuing to record strong vaccination rates among the young, in Queensland, less than 50% of 16 to 29-year-olds are double-dosed. Yvette Darth is Queensland's health minister.
The key issue here is if Queenslanders want us to open up quicker, both domestically and internationally, it is in their hands. Go out and get vaccinated now and we can open up sooner.
There are similarly low vaccine figures among the young in Western Australia. And as it announces it wants to achieve 90% full vaccination before reopening borders, it's prompted a call to arms from industry groups in the state to those delaying getting their COVID-19 shots. Chris Rodwell is Chief Executive Officer with the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Western Australia.
If they're not getting that dose, then they're putting WA businesses at a disadvantage. Whilst the East Coast and other states open up, WA businesses will find it harder to do business than their counterparts in those other states. They're already facing really significant skill shortages, difficult supply chain impacts, other price impacts.
With the state not expected to hit that 90% mark until February, travel industry figures like Flight Centre Chief Executive Graham Turner are considering legal action.
We would ask, why is it okay for 80% in New South Wales and Victoria, but and Queensland for that matter, but WA somehow wants 90%? Let's see, what is the science behind that? There must be some reason.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.